Tune into today's episode to get yourself a fresh dose of energy and optimism from a pint-sized nuclear energy bomb. My featured guest, Tui Deep, will explore tips on how to overcome the imposter syndrome from a refugee and first-generation immigrant and overcome the fear of failure in an industry where admitting failure is kind of taboo.
Welcome to Events Demystified Podcast, where we explore and demystify the world of in-person, virtual, hybrid event AV production and technology by sharing insightful tips, tricks and tactics to make your events a success. This podcast is brought to you by Tree Fan Events, a woman-owned boutique event production agency. And your host is Anka Trifan, a technical event planner and producer with almost two decades of hands-on technical experience in event production.
Welcome to another episode of Events Demystified Podcast, your one-stop shop for tangible, technical, and practical planning advice for anyone in the events industry. A senior experience designer, Tui, brings that Los Angeles energy to the Austin-based full-service creative and event agency, HOT. The event professional industry has had her as a past president during the 2021-2022 period for the international live event industry, the Los Angeles chapter. She serves on the board of directors for Search Foundation. She spills the tea on Event Brew Podcast. She volunteers on the 2021-22 International Committee for DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. She's also the 2021 Biz Bash Top 500 Influential Event Professionals and has so many acronyms next to her name that I don't even know how to pronounce it. So we're going to let her talk more about that while I invite her in. Excited to have you here.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having me. What a great introduction. That's probably one of my favorites I've ever heard.
I'm gonna like say something about the acronyms and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what all those are. I need to Google them. Like somebody please help me out.
Well, it's at this point funny to me. It's like self-entertainment to be professionally known as Tui Deep, CGSP, DMCP, CSEP, and still getting those ABCs even this year in 2022.
It's so funny though, because I'm like, this is like a pint-sized woman with so much power. Like it's just a power horse. The more letters next to your name is like the longer it takes to introduce you. So I feel humbled to even have you here.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be on a podcast to speak to another woman event professional. You know, I'm used to talking to the boys. The Brew Crew boys. So it's great to just share that energy. I love that you talk about that. And we're just going to have a fun, candid conversation right now. I'm excited.
Me too. Well, let me just tell you, the first time actually I fell in love with you and your energy was at IMAX back in November last year. And that's when I knew that I had to bring you on. I had to find you, track you, and here you are. I'm super excited about this. So to kick off our conversation, I want to ask you, because it does seem like you put a lot of passion into the things that you enjoy. What is something that you're so passionate about at a personal level as well as a professional level? Something that just lights your spirit on fire when you talk about it?
Absolutely. What a wonderful question to start off with. I truly and genuinely love to learn about people's stories. I think that connection, that human connection, that sense of belonging, the community building is so vital. When you first meet an individual, you think, oh, why do they strongly believe in that? Are they possibly closed off on that thought? And so once you build that trust, you start learning about their stories and these chapters. And so it makes sense. The puzzle becomes more complete in each of the individuals that I am fortunate to come into their lives. And so that really resonates both in my personal life and my professional life, because supplier-partner relationships is something that is truly wonderful. I really look to have partners that are morally sound human beings first before even learning about their products and their services. And so I would have to say just building those relationships with others is just brings a smile to my face.
I love it. And I love the fact that you mentioned that it affects not just your personal way of being and living your life, but also it translates into the business relationships that you're making. And I can tell how, as a connector and as a relationship builder, you really shine in that, because I've seen you in real life. And before I even knew you, there was definitely that aura. It was kind of like, I don't know, like coming out of you, you know?
Oh, that's so sweet. That's wonderful to hear, because a lot of times I have to constantly remind myself to just observe the room, because I don't want to overwhelm individuals. I really come in like a wrecking ball when it comes to that charisma of mine, because I do genuinely am just always excited. I'm very high energy. And so sometimes I do need to say, okay, hold on. In this moment, let's step back and calm that excitement.
Put a lead.
But it's going to bubble over soon. And then let's be friends.
It's going to explode at one point. I know. I totally understand what you mean, because I can be exactly the same way. Like, I bring a little too much in and I'm like, put a lid on it for a second. But that's what makes us, you know, us, because I feel like sometimes if you're way too insecure about the way other people perceive you, then you don't get to live your best life by just being yourself and contributing to other people's life with your bucket of energy that you've got to make their life and impact it better. So tell me, because you were sharing a little bit of your story and going back to what you said initially about, you know, how you love to connect with people's stories as an immigrant and as one myself, not a refugee though, that's a completely different ball game. I can tell you that for me, belonging has been a very long journey, and I would love to learn more about your journey of resilience and overcoming fear within your story.
Absolutely. And that's the one thing I love that we have in common, is the fact that we had these same experiences, or at least the learning lessons with it. And if anything, it probably builds our character and why we probably are the way we are. And so, yes, a lot of people don't really know that I actually came to the United States from Vietnam. I was actually born in Hong Kong when my parents escaped the country in the late 80s and had me. And then we went straight to the US. We were fortunate enough for them to accept us and to just truly live that American dream. It forever instills in me gratitude. And if anything, I am so determined and so motivated, knowing that the sacrifices that they made, I have to call my mom to remind me where I make my dentist appointments. And so thinking about when she was 18 and sacrificed her life to and safety to get to where we are, I always say I'm my own tiger mom, if anything. They're very just happy with whatever I do. They know I'm a morally sound human being, but I want to always go above and beyond and do better, because that just took such great, if anything, not only sacrifice, but courage.
Do you feel sometimes that you are, because you're like in so many ways the first generation, you're the generation in between? I'm not Vietnamese 100%, but I don't always feel like 100% American either. So I'm like the in-between generation.
I love that you say that. I feel very seen right now, because even watching Crazy Rich Asians, for example, anytime I'm in Asia, I'm not Asian enough. I'm very American. And,
yep.
You know, I used to feel like being in America, here in the US, I wasn't Asian enough. And I didn't know what that meant, because I am Asian American.
Yeah.
And so when I try to speak Vietnamese, I'm actually half Vietnamese, half Chinese.
Yeah.
And so when I speak in a different language, I have an American accent. And so it was tough even growing up, because when you talk about sense of belonging, having a name like Tui, for example, it was difficult for me. I felt insecure to meet new people. Anytime there's a substitute teacher, oh gosh, my anxiety went through the roof. If you think about it this way, that I have my name mispronounced more than actually pronounced correctly.
Yep.
It's just something that when I was younger, I would just be mortified. I would just want to hide. And now I love it. I love it. There's only one Tui deep in the world and yep. In our industry, and that's me. And I really hone into it. Yep. But it took those moments, those challenges to gain that confidence.
Absolutely. It reminds me that the other day I went to get my other shot. I don't know what number COVID shot we're talking about at this point. And the assistant that welcomed me, she was so sweet because she actually did her homework. She went and she Googled how to pronounce my name to say it right. And she nailed it. I wanted to give her an award. If I had an award right now to pull out, this would be yours, because it's the first time in forever when somebody doesn't mess up my name and you actually put some effort into saying it right, you know? So I totally know what you mean, because I'm the same way. Like sometimes I don't even want to deal with it. I go with, hey, my name is Sarah. Name Sarah.
See, if anything, I get suspicious when people say my name for the first time. I don't know them. I'm just like, who are you?
Okay, Jennifer. Yeah.
You got it, Sarah.
As an industry, we love to showcase the best of the best of who we are, the best of the events that we do and produce and host, best productions. I mean, best of everything, right? And rarely do we ever encounter event professionals that openly want to talk about some of their struggles and maybe some of the mistakes and lessons learned on the way to this super successful, ravishing event. Yet, I feel like the pandemic brought many of us to literally our knees, trying to figure out the future of what events might look like, even like 1 month at a time. What do you think is the most important lesson the pandemic taught us as an industry and even like taught you personally?
That's a great question. And I'll start off by saying we, as just human beings, we are socially conditioned, right? The media tells us that we have to look this way, that we have to be this way, even within our industry. So many of us are so prideful in our work titles, and to have that stripped away from us. I actually was laid off back in March of 2020. I was incoming president for ILEA Los Angeles, and I just had a moment where I didn't even know what to do. And as I look back on it, for my personal journey, loved it. I was so grateful to have that time off, really, to fall in love with myself again. I realized, wow, Tui, you enjoy cooking. And I wasn't doing any really much cooking because I was at networking events and my dinner was past hors d'oeuvres and open bar, right? And there was things, oh, Tui, you enjoy reading? And just having that time, if anything, I think it was the best way to grow is to be comfortable outside your comfort zone. And I was very extremely uncomfortable. And it took just that time. I needed that time and space to say, okay, well, I'm more than just my job title. Like, well, who am I then? I have so many other cups that I could be filling right now. And then I also want to encourage, especially the younger generation that is listening to this podcast, that you can be both. You can feel both emotions. I say it to my significant other, Corey, when we're in a conflict, a challenge is, I love you right now. I'll always love you, but I really don't like you right now. And it's okay. It's okay to have those feelings and those emotions. And when you see me out and about, you know, I'm this big, bubbly energy. It comes from a lot of being a professional cheerleader prior to my event days. But I do get sad and I do get frustrated, especially when I'm hungry and or sleepy. And I have all these other emotions. And in the past, I would push them down and say, oh, no, being sad, you know, feeling, just push it down. And now I just embrace it and I let it sit with me. And I think that has really shaped who I am now, especially as a female and just even as a person. Vulnerability is such a powerful emotion. When you come to something with just saying, hey, I'm going to be transparent and vulnerable, I don't know. It opens the door to allow the people that you're interacting with to also be their authentic self and to also be vulnerable.
I love that the fact that you brought to the forefront that for many of us, COVID actually made us rediscover who we were as human beings. And I kind of have a similar story of introspection, like almost going back to my core, like who is Anca Trifan? And if there is no titles and no work and no productivity, you know, attached to me, would I still be me? Would I still be okay with it? And honestly, stripping productivity away from from my identity was one of the hardest battles I had to do myself on a really deep level, because I did identify the same way, like so much with what I did instead of like with who I am at my core. And I feel like the same way how you were mentioning that people like us that are full of energy and are experiencing like the most accelerating of like emotion, we also dive like really deep into the deepest of the darkness, you know? And then if we allow ourselves to feel both spectrum, we know we're safe to come back to the balance, because we know we can do either or without getting lost in those extremes. Before we move any further, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our main sponsor, Trifun Events, which is a boutique event planning and production agency that will come alongside you, offering personalized event planning and technical support, strategic event design, production and technology management, and flawless execution for live, virtual, and hybrid events. The team at Trifun Events is passionate about planning and producing event experiences that get people involved with true moments of interaction, engagement, and co-creation, while offering white glove treatment throughout the entire planning process, enabling you to reach your event goals with the use of creativity, production tools, and event technology. Find out how Trifun Events can plan and produce your event become memorable. Go to trifunevents.com. I would love to bring the conversation to this question where I guess I'm curious, what do you feel like from your experience is one thing that the universe puts in front of you, a lesson that you feel like you need to keep relearning, either professionally or personally?
Wow, that's a great question. And I like that you say that, to keep relearning, right? The universe does bring you things that you're saying, oh, in last year in 2021, mine was setting healthy boundaries and sticking to it, especially since we are, as an industry, very dedicated. We do love what we do. And so we want to, if anything, oversay yes to things. And so once you start saying no, or I'm not going to check emails during a certain time, I need that time to fill my other cups, you almost feel guilty because you've always said yes. And so that one took a couple tries to for me to solidify, because you think about it, is it worth the sacrifice at the end of the day? Sometimes yes, most times no. So why overextend yourself? Because it's not healthy, right, for your mental health. Your clients don't want that. They don't want someone that's like very tired, like very emotionally stressed and everything of that nature. And because I know I wouldn't want that for my supplier partners. And so setting healthy boundaries. And here's the thing when it comes to success, that's very, we were talking about taboo is failure. I'll say this, Napoleon Hill says that failure and defeat are different. And so I like to think that I've never truly failed, had permanent failure. I've been, but many of times had temporarily been defeated. And in those moments is your learning lessons. And so you have to have those learning lessons to be successful. And it's tough because social media, for example, everyone wants to show the highlights. Everything is great. I woke up like this. And
yeah, me too, after about 2 hours.
Absolutely. And so for me, if I can give more of my full story to people, then I've done my job, because there are times where life is great and there's times when life is not that great. And I want to showcase it all, because I don't want others to feel like striving towards perfectionism, because that's the last thing. In order to be creative, you can't be a perfectionist.
Yeah. So I love the idea of striving towards excellence, but not perfection, because that's such a high standard that sometimes we fail to understand what a price it is to pay to even attempt to get to. And I know that a lot of us, you know, we do want to have those perfect events. We do want to have those excellent experiences. We do want to do the best of the skill set that we have, put it all on the line to create the best events for our clients. But admitting to when you do have something that didn't go according to plan and it was out of your control, or maybe it possibly possibly was in your control, but you just did not have the opportunity to do something about it and being vulnerable about it. I feel like there's so much weight and there's a lot of wisdom in learning those lessons and being able to apply them later. But also the idea that it's okay to be seen even when you're vulnerable, not just when you're like strong, like powerhouse all the time. We all operate between those two sides of the same coin. And we relate more to, you know, saying, hey, I feel the same way. I've struggled. I've had to, you know, learn this lesson, as opposed to like, no, nothing bad ever happened to me. All my events have been excellent. Absolutely. Give me a freaking break, because I'm sorry.
Let's get real right now.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, here's a segment of rapid fire questions. Just answer with, I guess, the first thing that comes to your mind. So are you ready? Ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll start with something super easy. The perfect hybrid event is?
One that involves both audience, the in-person and the virtual, combining it so it feels like you are engaging no matter what side of the coin that you're on there.
The worst event attended was this one because...
Oh my gosh. I love you for putting me on the spot for that. The worst event that I attended, gosh, I probably wasn't there for that long. So, I mean...
But it was the worst because...
It was the worst because it wasn't an inviting atmosphere. It wasn't logistically ran properly. And I wasn't interested in whatever the case may be, the purpose of being there. So
you feel like they failed on the level of engagement that they were providing, or just in the welcoming aspect of things?
The one that comes to mind, and it was a topic about engagement, and they did not engage with the audience. So I do, and I actually encourage this. If you're at a session that isn't of interest or isn't adding value to your life, you can happily stand up and leave. You can happily press that X button, because that's just not worth your time. And so, yeah, that would probably be...
Okay, so then the most entertaining virtual or hybrid or person event that you've attended had this in order to be the most entertaining.
Gosh, the one that pops in my head with hybrid was PCMA Convening Leaders last year. I attended as a digital audience and felt so included. It was so much fun. I wasn't watching, I was a part of it. And so I'm sure that's the same in regards to attending virtually or in person. When I feel like I am adding to that environment, when I'm collaborating with my fellow peers, when I am learning and just being hopeful, and it's like this fun adventure, and I'm hitting my objectives of why I'm there, that is the best. You'll have to kick me out, because where are we going? We're going to the bar after this?
Or the bar runs dry. There's no reason to be there. Okay, the best virtual or hybrid event platform you work with is, and why?
Oh gosh, I would say recently All Seated Expo. I mean, I've attended as an attendee. I've hosted events for our clients. I have been a speaker, and the imagination and the possibilities to design within that space, they do a wonderful job, not only being involved in the industry, which is really important to me, but they provide solutions when I have problems. Yep, I would That's say awesome. Expo is a great space to be in.
Awesome. What is one piece of advice that you were given that was so shitty that you never follow it?
That was so shitty. This is, you are cracking me up. That was so shitty. Gosh, when I was coming into the industry as a young professional, I was told with corporate events, I had to be in a tight pencil skirt and corporate heels and tights. And so it was like fitting this mold that wasn't me. And you can see I'm in a beanie and a matching set. I have no makeup on and it feels truly like me. And so I would try to work around it. I would say, oh, if I had to wear a pencil skirt, then it's going to have a crazy design on it. And my heels are going to be neon yellow. And so I wanted to show my personality through what I wore. And it actually took in 2020 was the first time in my whole life where I finally looked in the mirror and thought I was pretty without makeup on, which I think is a really big deal. Last year,
it is.
I think I wore makeup maybe four times out of the whole entire year. And my mom is in that industry. And so that has a little bit of drama, but then
I love how authentic and real you are about things like that, because especially for us women, I feel like sometimes even coming on live on video, there's this expectation of us to look a certain way. Like I can't just wake up and put my hands through my hair once and then show up on camera. Really did not want to put any effort. I'm sorry. How many guys do that again? And I'm supposed to work myself up to the standard of like looking
That's pretty. Unrealistic. And it just makes you like your self-esteem. And you actually get me authentically. The one thing I do is my eyelash extensions.
Me too.
It's my favorite thing. But I was coming back from Massachusetts to LA. My flight got delayed due to the snow. Now I'm actually in Austin, Texas. So I haven't had the chance. But normally I would say, oh gosh, let's reschedule. I don't feel confident. Yeah. You know, this is like very insecure of me, but I don't think you wanted me on this show of yours because of my
I don't face. Think so either. I mean, I would say though the beanie, yeah, for sure. But I mean I'm kidding. But I love that you hit on the fact that trying to be someone that you're not, because I remember like when I moved from LA from like my rock star career as a front of house sound engineer, and all I did was mix a rock band. And then I moved into the corporate world. Like it took me like, I feel like a year and a half to become this corporate suit, like literally like wearing a suit when all I did was just wear all kinds of like crazy t-shirts. It was like, who am I? Like I had to go through like a rediscovery period of like, what am I wearing today? Like, who am I? Who's this person that I'm looking at? Because I can't identify with, you know, I had to find my way into someone that I was comfortable with just in the way I was dressing, not just for the sake of fitting in or for the sake of this is the expectation of what you need to look like if you're going to work in this environment, you know?
Of course. And of course, there's being appropriate in certain settings. Just be who you are. Like our industry needs more people to just be authentically them. I just blame my I'm just like, I'm creative. I'm just, here I am. Take me as I am, please.
I love it. Okay, last one, because I think this rapid fire segment actually turned out to be not so rapid. What is one thing that people often tend to get wrong about you?
I think because of my big bubbly personality, they, at least when I was in my younger days, they thought, oh, she's a bimbo. She is just too bubbly. She's not really smart. And, you know, oh, she's just pretty, pretty face and that's it. And so I actually enjoy that. Because then what I was saying, learning about people's stories, I love changing their minds. I love, you know, getting them out of their shell in order to then be open. Because if I can be who I am confidently, then that gives them the opportunity to really genuinely know me. And I'm okay with me not being people's person. If I'm not your person, that's okay. That's what makes our world so unique and so vibrant, is we have these different characters and these stories. So if I'm not part of your chapters, that's great. But as long as I can treat you with kindness and be okay with your beliefs and not force things onto you, then at the end of the day, our interaction is successful to me.
I love it. Well, you already share so much, and I love how open and how just authentic you've been on some of those things that not a lot of people want to talk about because doesn't look good on them or whatever. Here's one question for you in closing. What is one piece of advice that you have that you like to share with event professionals? Something that you actually now follow, so it wasn't like the opposite of that.
Absolutely. Great question. You're amazing. I would say there'll come times when you are uncertain and your inner critic will come out and you'll be so hard on yourself. You're not good enough. And you would never tell your friends the advice, how you talk to yourself. You would never tell your friends that. And so if anything, you need to channel your inner cheerleader and be your number one fan, especially if you feel like no one else is. You gotta be. You cannot turn on yourself. And that takes such self-love and time. And as you get to know who you are, I would say don't be an inner critic, be your inner cheerleader as you're growing through this industry, because you are going to need to adapt and you'll be in circumstances, you'll be in situations where you might not know. And if you can at least say, well, at least I'm on my own team and I got this, then you got
whatever challenge comes, you're going to push through it. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much for that reminder, because sometimes I feel a lot of us need that. I tend to be my worst critic. Sometimes I say that I am the worst boss that I've worked for because I am my only boss, and yet I'm the worst boss I've ever had. So knowing when to stop that inner chatter and just stop the negativity and just flip the page. What are some things that actually I do well and I'm proud of? Where is one place or places that people can connect with and just get a little bit more of that vibe and energy that you're bubbling with?
I love that. Well, I think about Kate Pate, and she says this, and as long as you can really be an expert in on two platforms, you're good. I mean, you can connect with me professionally on LinkedIn, but I really don't check that. I really am big on Instagram and big on doing my stories on a daily basis, because then you get to know, truly know who I am at Tui and Deep, Tuynndiep, or on Facebook. I would say I'm too old, I guess, for TikTok nowadays, but I would say Instagram would be my number one thing. And yeah, follow me and then we can interact on there.
I love it. I'm still trying to get the TikTok part. I'm like, am I really that old? Like, what's happening over here?
You and I should do a little dance.
Oh yeah,
we'll do a TikTok dance, whatever the case may be.
Is the best I can get. This is my go-to move. It's okay. Yeah, don't. I'm gonna have to cut that out.
You and I, next industry event. Okay, IMAX 2022. I'll see you on the dance
Let's
floor.
Do it.
MPI
we are
rendezvous.
Doing it. You have no idea how we're going to bring that on. Thank you so much for this time together. It was such a pleasure to get to know you and to just have this conversation. I wish you all the best this year with everything that you are rocking at and doing and starting and finishing. Let it be the best year yet.
Thank you so much. And next time, can't wait to see you.
Okay, friends, this is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Please do stay tuned for what's coming up next. And in the meantime, have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Events Demystified podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to review it, rate it, and share it with other event professionals that could benefit from it. Connect with us on social at Events Demystified Podcast. We would love to hear from you and what you're up to. If you'd like to learn more about TreeFan Event Services and find out if we're a good fit in supporting your event, can we help your event be successful with a 20-minute free consultation? Link in the episode's notes. Thanks for tuning in.